Hello and welcome to episode 9 of To My Younger Self, To My Old Self. My name's Donna and I hope you're well no matter where you are and what you are doing in the world. My guest today is Marco De Prince and he's a fellow podcaster like myself. He is the host of the Mr. Hear Me Out podcast. He is from Portland, Oregon, and we kind of started talking on Twitter, and I don't think Marco fully realised what he was getting into when he decided to start talking to me, little old me, because I can talk for England. He's a lot of fun to be around. He's very, very entertaining. And we do talk about music and digress a little bit, which is so easy to do with Marco because he has such an amazing personality. Now, we did talk about Beyonce, and I incorrectly mentioned that my favourite song was 24/7. It isn't, it's 7-Eleven. And Marco, being absolute professional that he is, just casually dropped the correct song title as we're speaking, and he just didn't bat an eyelid. So I'm grateful for him for that. So this is episode 9, my interview with Marco, asking him my three favorite questions, and here's how he got on. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to another episode of To My Younger Self, To My Older Self. Now I have got an absolutely amazing guest with me today. His name is Marco, and Marco is a fellow podcaster. He is Mr. Hear Me Out on the Mr. Hear Me Out podcast. Hey! And he is also founder of the Black Cop Podcast Group, which I am very excited about. And Marco, I have to say, I am so happy and honoured and blessed that you reached out to me on Twitter. Poor you. Little did you know what you was getting yourself in for. When you messaged me. But Marco, thank you very much for reaching out, and an even bigger thank you for coming on as my guest for today. So Marco, how are you on this wonderful Monday?
I am fantastic. I get to experience another 24 hours in this shitty place that they call America, you know? But we are looking at the positive today. I woke up, I started cleaning up this weekend. I had a little Beyonce jam session because my energy was just like a little low, you know, just with the craziness in the world, and I was like, nope, we're not going into that hole today. So I turned on Beyonce, blasted it loud, and it made me feel better, you know. So yeah. I'm here, I'm alive, and I'm ready to dive in, and can't wait to see what we unpack and what magic we create.
Absolutely. I'm gonna have to ask you, which Beyonce track was it? Which Beyonce track is it that gets you just you know, on that positive vibe? I know there's many, but which one is
One track. So it is, so that changes obviously because she changes, but currently it is Mood Forever off The Gift, the Lion King album, so to say. That song puts me, like, first of all, this is what happens when you talk about Beyonce with me. I love when Beyonce talks her shit. When she is cussing and saying she's that bitch and nobody could like ever do what she do. It is fucking amazing. Like her alter ego, and that Mood Forever, when I hear like everything else goes out the window, I can literally just play it in the car on repeat and just drive down the highway.
Yep. Absolutely amazing. For me, as you say that, when you're talking the truth, and one thing that either gets in me, especially before I go to work or a meeting formation, that gets me in the boss kind of mood. That gets me ready for any meeting, anything I'm going to walk into, any man that's just going to start being condescending. Not that that bad at my workplace, but that really sets me in the mood. And even going on holiday, it's 24/7. Mm-hmm. That gets me in the party mood. I love the video. And that's sort of thing that me and my girls do when we go on holiday. We're literally just bouncing around, jumping around on the hotel room. So that makes me think of partying and spending time with the girls, just letting yourself go. Because that's what I loved about that video the most. It's just her just like messing around, being stupid, and just letting it all go and just having fun. That's me.
I definitely loved that video too. When I first seen the 7-Eleven video, I was like, this is like me at like a hotel party with like five of my guy friends or girlfriends or whoever is invited or who comes. And let's just put our phones down and play some music and just have a good ass time with each other. Yeah. Let's drink, let's play games, let's wear some cute pajamas, let's eat sweets, like nothing matters. Like I love that video. And you can see the you can see the amount of fun that they had while recording the video.
Yes.
And I'm like, this is amazing. Like, I didn't even think Beyonce, well, I know she's a daredevil, but like, on the hotel with your dancers, just in boy shorts and crop tops, and just like, literally her being a normal person. I love it.
Yeah. So. That is why it's one of my favorites. Right, so. So tell me about Miss Hear Me Out podcast.
All right. So Mr. Hear Me Out, who is me. First of all, you guys can find me on all the streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, all that good stuff. If you're looking for me, look for me at This Is Hear Me Out on Instagram and Twitter. But Hear Me Out came... So I've always wanted to podcast. I think I've been dived into podcasts for about 3 years. I started my podcast this year, 2020, though. I was just so amazed that people can just hit record and basically tell their opinion on things and like not feel judged from the outside world. And I was like, oh, and you can make money on it. I was like, oh, okay, let me see. And then one day, I was in a dark place and I was like, I need a creative outlet. I was like, I want people to hear my voice. I know I have a great story to tell. I have a great personality and I want to share it with the world.
Yep.
And I was going through therapy and my therapist was like, I think you should just start a podcast. And I was like, that's crazy because it's been on my to-do list. She was like, why haven't you started one? And I was like, I just haven't. And ever since she gave me that little extra nudge, I hit record and now we're, I think, like 45 episodes in. And I feel like I've been doing this for like longer than like 6 months, but it's only been 6 months.
Crazy.
Yeah, my podcast is basically... just me being heard, talking about different topics, my life experiences, things that I've battled, things that I went through the last week or over time in my life, and just really just wanting to share my story and inspire other creatives, maybe a younger generation if they stumble across it, or even an older generation that still feel kind of stuck in their ways or they can't find their way. It's never too late to start something that you're passionate about. So that's what Hear Me Out is about. We have all different types of conversations. So just being heard.
I think one of my favorite ones is when you're singing Tevin Campbell. I can't remember what the other song was. Was it Trusting Tevin Campbell and Jodeci?
I think it was Tevin Campbell because I'm more of a Tevin. When you say it like that, I'm more of a Tevin Campbell when it comes to Come and Talk to Me.
Yeah.
But I like Jodeci as a group. So I think it was definitely Tevin Campbell. Can we talk?
Yeah, and I was driving in the car and I'm like, no, Jodeci. I'm Jodeci Campbell all the way on that one. Yes. Yeah, huge Jodeci fan back in the day. Well, still, but back in the day, absolutely.
So, you know, there's this whole versus thing on the Instagrams and all that.
Yep.
I want to see that. I hate calling it a battle, but the battle. Yep. But I'm going to have to root for Jodeci.
Oh, yeah.
I like Jodeci. Only because of Casey and JoJo. I grew up on Casey and JoJo. I actually met him when I was about like 9 or 10.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. I like them.
No, Team JDC, don't hang up on me for saying that, but hey. I was literally in my car going, no, JDC! But anyway, okay, so, Black Podcast Club.
Yes, so my friend and I, Blake, shout out to Blake, he's the CEO and founder of the Black Podcast Club. He also hosts a podcast called Diary of a Mad Black Man, which is a great podcast.
Great.
Mainly focused towards mental health, and that's how we connected, because I was listening to his episodes and then I found him on socials, and ever since we had our first conversation, we became like really close and basically like brothers. And he had this little idea of starting a Black Podcast Club, and he's very passionate about it. And he wants, instead of like him being so passionate about his, he's more passionate about bringing other creatives together so we can experience all this together. And we've been riding the whole wave together since April. It's based out of Atlanta. So we have a lot of things coming up in the future. And it's gonna be a great thing. We're talking about editing audio, visuals, pop-up podcast brunches, and all this, just all nice. These things, all these great ideas, just trying to bring more people together. Cause I personally feel like, when it comes to the Black community, it's always like, oh, I'm better than you, or you're not on my level. And I'm like, I'm not that type of person, so I don't want that energy. It's like, how can we connect together, and what can we grow? What can we build together? So when he said that, I was like, he's the type of friend and type of brother that I need in my circle. So it's great. Go check it out at the Black Podcast Club on Instagram, and that is also on Facebook and Twitter for updates and everything. So
definitely sounds amazing. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm gonna get me on that as well. So are you ready for question number one?
That's the drum.
You know what I need the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire kind of kind of sound. Right. I'll find
I used to love that show. I always got the answers wrong.
I won 64,000 on my mobile phone and thought, yeah, I'm gonna go on a show. No, I didn't go on a show.
You know what I'm better at? What's the TV show where they have like the money in the case?
Deal or No Deal.
Yes, I'm better at that.
I don't get that. That's literally chance, isn't it?
It's chance and it raises your anxiety, but it's something about it that I like.
Yeah,
I've always been better at that. Or Family Feud. Oh,
Family Feud is absolutely amazing. It's called the show is called Family Fortunes in the UK, and I used to watch that a lot as a kid. Now I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I do like my quiz shows. But I don't know how I would actually perform in a studio. And I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is literally set up like that to make you anxious and nervous. I'll probably just humiliate myself and get the simplest questions wrong. But I can see that happening. But anyway, question one. What is the best piece of advice that someone from the older generation has ever given you that's shaped the person that you are today?
Okay, so I was thinking about this for the longest when you sent it to me. So no older person has told me anything, but there is a quote from one of my peers that is older than me that stood out to me. So back home in Portland, this is actually where I learned it. You don't know where you're going until you know where you've been. And I resonate with that so much, because like, I know where I've been and I know I don't wanna go there. So I have to keep creating a plan and making sure that I'm my biggest cheerleader to get where I want to go. And I've learned, like, people only want to be around your wave because they like the excitement. They don't really want to support you or, like, yeah, basically, they just want to ride your wave and not really support you. Granted, I have learned how to navigate that over the years of just knowing many different people and living in different states and paying attention to people of who I met. Like, I've learned that if you just sit back and let somebody talk, you'll find out their motives of why they're in your life. And that had done me justice. Like, when I go to happy hour, I'm like, oh, let's go to happy hour. It's kind of like a trick question or like a trick scenario, because I'm like, oh yeah, I want to go out to drink, but let me actually see what this person is all about. And if we're not on the same page, it's a done deal. So just learning from the past and actually knowing where I actually came from and all the trials and tribulations that I've been through and learning from my mistakes instead of like sweeping them underneath the rug.
Yep, absolutely true. I like how you said you invite people to happier to see if they're on your level. So is that to see what they're about, or is that to get them drunk and get their real opinions?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. I feel like liquid courage is a thing, and you get to see a real, you get to see somebody's real colors when they drink and like start opening up more and letting loose and the different type of conversations that are happening and everything. Yeah. Like, I this real, like, I'm not gonna sit at a table of people, whether it's happy hour or whatnot, and you guys are talking about other people. I'm a firm believer, the person is not at this table, we don't need to be talking about them because they can't defend themselves.
Absolutely agree.
And then it goes back to like, oh, if this person, if Marco is talking about polo over here, yeah. Marco, what are you bringing to the table? Because all you're doing is gossiping now.
Yeah.
And in my brain, I'm like, okay, so we don't need that energy, because if you're, I could be doing something else valuable. We sat here and talked for a whole hour about somebody that can't even defend themselves. What are we all doing? That's not progressive. Like,
yep.
We've been creating a business plan. We could have been researching some important topics. We could have just did a round table of 21 questions just to get to know each other and have a good time over happy hour. But we're sitting here talking, we're talking about people that can't even defend themselves. So
I like
to take people to happy hour and see where they fall on the spectrum of my life.
Wow. I think I should try that technique post-COVID.
This is all post-COVID, y'all, too. That's
when we're allowed to go back into bars.
Exactly.
Well, technically we are allowed, but yeah, I'm not too happy with going out right about now. Okay, so are you ready for question two?
I am.
Okay, so what piece of advice do you wish someone from the older generation had given you that you had to find out for yourself?
I wish that somebody would have told me that it's easy to love yourself. It's easier to love yourself than beat yourself up. I mean, as positive as I am, I like to laugh and joke and like have this good positive energy. I go through my times where I'm just beating myself up. I mean, I've told you off mic, like I'll sit here and look at, not in a perverted way, y'all, but like look at like workout men on Instagram or Facebook or whatever and be like, I wish I can look like him. I don't look like him. Like, I'm never gonna look like him. Yeah. Okay, but you need to love who you are today so you can look like that person, or even better. Yeah. Because yes, they look good right now, but you also don't know what they're battling. You don't know what they're going through. And I hate nowadays is that the Instagrams and Twitters and Facebooks and all this, it's a like and comment thing when it comes to like appreciating our bodies and pictures and things. And I'm like, who created this whole competition with everybody else? Like, I had to have this conversation with myself. I'm like, Marco, you're the only competition. Like, you're the only person that you should be competing with is the person in the mirror. Because why do these people matter? They don't. Like, yeah, you can inspire to look like them and do their workouts and everything, but you don't have to beat yourself up because you don't look exactly like them. Maybe you're not supposed to look like them. Maybe this is the body that you're supposed to be in and you need to love this skin. So I wish that somebody would have told me that it's easier to love yourself than beat yourself up. And even more mentally too. Like, I am just like overthinking and just always trying to get shit done and always just trying to release projects. And it's like, it's okay that you can take a day off and just go out and have some crab legs and don't worry about the bill. And it's okay because you earned this. Like, you've worked hard, you know, like, so just learning the different dynamics of loving yourself from all areas around, like physically, mentally, and emotionally. I mean, that's why I'm going through therapy now, because like, I mean, my friends say that I'm like heartless and I don't have any feelings. No, I have feelings, but like I'm very protective over them because I have been hurt in the past, but I don't want to get hurt again.
Yeah.
So I'm doing what I need to do emotionally and mentally so I can stay level grounded.
Absolutely. And I completely get that. And I find it interesting that you're talking about the social media culture from a male's perspective as well, because a lot of women, and we do feel automatically that this affects women more than it does and it actually doesn't, it can affect men in the same way, because you're looking at the guy with a nice car, the, you know, some Instagram model with fake boobs on his arm, and the mansion and the bikes, and you know, or the good looking guy that's buff, that's got all the muscles. And you know, you also look at that, there are men that out there that look at that, think I want to look like that, and think, oh, I can't, I'm too skinny, I need to take steroids to look like that, you know. And it's, you don't know, you're very correct, you don't know what they're doing in the background. They could be taking steroids, they could be taking even worse substances to sustain that lifestyle. And I would say personal experience, and also my friend's experience, if you're dating someone that is, or with someone that's into that kind of stuff, they can be hard to live with, because it also gives me very bad temper, you know. And it's very interesting that they say that, because it now makes you think that there's, across the board, social media really is driving so many insecurities. And it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're rich, poor, black, white, male or female, it's still having the same effect on so many people. And you know, thank you very much for saying that and really making that point.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, including myself, before I actually realized that I was looking for validation from the socials, like, men, as much as men say, oh, they don't look at other men's bodies, and I'm not talking about from a sexuality point, I'm just like from visual point of just looking at other men, like, we get insecurities too. Like, cause when you see somebody over there lifting weights all the time and you're not doing anything, you're like, oh, I wish I can be like that person. Ooh, I wish I can go on that vacation. Ooh, they got Gucci slides, I wish I can have some. It's the same exact thing as women does when it comes to other women's bodies. It's not this whole male female thing, it's literally just a human thing. And I wish people would understand that a little bit more. Like, and it's okay to acknowledge someone that looks very great. It's okay to acknowledge someone that dresses well and you don't have the ability to do that. It's okay. But I feel like nowadays, have you seen the show called Black Mirror?
Yes.
With
I love it. That is one of my favorite episodes. And I got a lot of, there were so many good episodes, but that one was absolutely brilliant and incredible, where, you know, your social standing is based on how many likes you get, you know.
Right.
Very powerful.
I feel like if that, well, I feel like it is going to happen sooner than later. But I think we need to practice more of our social skills versus our social media skills, because like in the show, the lady was very like a trash person, but she always wanted to look nice and be treated in a certain way, but she had a shitty attitude. And that's when her stars started dropping. And then when she got to like basically ground zero, it hit and was like, oh, you know, like I can be a nice person. I can compliment people. I can actually hold the door for people and say thank you and you're welcome and things. It's like, we are missing those things from humans, people. we are so attached to our phone that it's double taps and repost and Snapchats. And I'm like, I just want humanity to be normalized again.
Yeah.
So
that is so important. And you know, everyone's got the swipe left and swipe right kind of culture. But I think one of my favorite things, it's slightly off piece, but it's based on the social media thing, and especially if you're guilty of using a lot of filters, was this one story about a young lady that was meeting some guy that she'd been talking to on the internet for a very long time, but all her pictures were filtered. And she actually had to turn up with a picture of herself on a t-shirt with all the filters, so to recognize and say, okay, that's not what you look like in real life. And I can kind of chuckle at it, but at the same time, it is pretty sad.
One thing I have started doing, so I recently just started to put myself out there in the dating scene, which is completely trash. But my therapist also said that people don't know I'm singled if I don't put myself out there. So how am I going to find love? And I was like, well, when you say it like that, therapist, thank you. But
your light's not going to shine if it's underneath a bush. Come on.
I look at people's pictures. Like, I prefer not to talk to anybody that has filters. And if you got too many pictures with your friends, I'm probably not going to send a message.
Yeah.
You have too many pictures with your animals, I'm probably not going to send a message. I just feel like, and this is very judgmental, I know people, but it's also self-absorbed. Like if you always absorb yourself around your friends, that's not a really good trait. Like, why don't you have any pictures by yourself? Or why are you always doing a filter?
Yep.
Or are you always, or excuse me, even a better example, if all your pictures are out at a bar or the club, why are you always out at the bar and the club?
And then you're on social media trying to find a date.
Exactly. So like, yeah. I look at, here it is again, just trying to figure out where people align themselves in my life, because I look at all that. And if you don't have a complete profile of like an about me, I'm not saying you have to write a whole book, but like, give me something to work with. I'm not just gonna message you because you look good. Like, I mean, maybe you like swimming and I don't like swimming. I need to know that, because then I'm not gonna waste my time messaging you when we both live in the state of Florida.
You know, like, that is absolutely true. And that's something that I do. If I see a profile, that is just, I think one picture profile and then nothing really annoys me that straight away. No, but you're right. Someone that doesn't write about themselves or It says to me two things. It's either a profile that you set up for a joke, or you're married, or you know, you're too lazy to fill it out. And if you're too lazy to fill it out, now I, in my experience, I'm gonna admit, I find writing my full profile really tedious, and it is hard to write about yourself. It really is. And you know, they say to do things like get your friends to write it for you. But you're right, if I see a guy, it doesn't matter how cute you are, if you've just got a couple of pictures and you haven't filled out your profile, it's straight away, bye.
And another thing that also irritates me with this online dating.
Yeah.
This, hey, What's up? What are you doing? Okay, these are not We are not friends. You cannot text me like that. Like, if, especially if you want to get to know me, like, hi, how are you? Hi, my name is Marco. I really liked your profile. I see we have something in common. How's everything going? Great introduction. Like, but my friends told me, they was like, people don't do that. And I was like, but why? There has to be another person out there like me that thinks like this, that wants to have conversations. Like,
I do that. I picked something out of that profile, and that's my opener. And it's funny, I'm an 80s baby, and nothing kind of makes me smirk more than, and I've seen a couple of profiles where they said the exact same thing. I quote too much from 80s movies. And so my opening gambit would be, Gully, you know when I said I'll kill you last? I lied. And if they don't know what film that's from, we ain't talking.
Hey, I love that so much, because if somebody told me that, and hear me out, you don't have to love Beyonce as much as I do. You don't have to like her music. You don't even have to like her. I'm not even saying that. If you just don't want, what am I trying to say? If you don't like Beyonce, it's okay. But just don't say anything negative about her, because I enjoy her. And if I hear you say something negative about her, we're done. We're not talking anymore. But that's also for my friends and family and everybody else. Like, only positive vibes over here. Like, if, what did my mom tell me when I was growing up? If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Enough, girl.
Like, this whole dating thing is like, mind-blowing. Like,
I get bored. I do get bored, but we're digressing. I knew this was going to happen, but this is me. But okay, question three. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a choice. So for question three, you can choose whether, what advice do you have for your younger self or the younger generation, or do you have a message or advice for your older self? Or the older generation?
I'm gonna do the older self, because I feel like we always talk to our younger self.
Yeah.
And we just never know what we're gonna be when we're older. But through everything that I've been through, older Marco, you've been through a lot, and it is okay. And that is your story, and you've grown from it. But what you need to do is learn from all these lessons completely and figure out how you can shape yourself to be a better man. The man that you know you are in your head, I need you to display it. We often go through times of just sweeping things under the rug and just figuring this shit out. Marco, it is okay to sit back, relax, and literally figure it out. You don't have to sweep it underneath the rug. You need to work on yourself. It's okay to work on yourself. That's not crazy. That's actually preferred, to work on yourself.
Healthy.
So I would just tell myself, just continue to do what you're doing. See a mental health therapist, and if the person or the activity or the place does not suit you, you don't need to be there. Because we're not going backwards. We already know what the past looks like. You already know when you did X, Y, and Z. Mm-mm. We need to learn from all these lessons and create a new outcome.
I like that.
If I was, let's say 40 now, looking back at this, I would.
Would you agree with what you just said?
I would. I definitely would. One thing I'm unfolding is that I'm the blueprint. Like, I have everything that I need to survive. I've gotten this long with really just me being myself and my past relationship. But outside of that, Marco, this is your blueprint. You already know how to navigate. You already know what you need to do. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You're going to fail, because failing is a lesson. It's not a loss. And you're strong. You're a strong Black man, and can't nobody stop you.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that, because that is some amazing advice. And it's just keep on going, keep on moving. You know what you've got to do. You've got the plan. It's all before you. And it's a case of putting one step, one foot in front of the other, and just carrying on that path and not deviating as well. And because even with that, I have a clear goal in mind of what I want to do and how my life wants to look. And I'm always petrified of someone coming in and distracting me from it. You know, I'm quite militant when it comes to what I want to do and the future that I have myself. Now, that distraction could be a good, positive distraction, but you need to be on the same path and share a similar vision. And it's just like, help me build either towards my dreams or build something better with me. Mm-hmm. And that's not just about relationships, that's also about people as well. It's either you're either for me or against me. You're either going to help me or not. And I am slightly, it's going to sound really cold-hearted, and you know, my friends that have known me for a while, is that it does take me some time to lose the people that really shouldn't be around. And there's a saying that if you're friends with someone for 7 years, you're friends for life. No. Sometimes it's just taken me 10, 12 years to learn my lesson and to see the truth. But how do I feel after I've let these toxic people out of my life? And, you know, I feel better about it. You know, this weight is lifted. And that just goes to show that I've made the right decision, because I just feel so much free without these negative people and very toxic people in my life. So you're completely right with that.
I thought it was very important that you said relationship that you want to build and grow. I am more leaning towards, I'm not leaning, I'm already there, partnerships versus relationships. I want to be the CEO of love. When we think of relationships, it's, in my personal experience, in my words, it's comfortable. Relationships are comfortable. Like,
yeah.
You meet somebody, you move in, and then things just happen. It's just marriage, babies, houses, new cars, new jobs. Like, okay, that is great. I'm not built for a relationship, but I am built for a partnership. And what I mean by that, we can build together. Oh, well, I want to start a business. Okay, so do we know how to start with getting the LLC? Okay, no? Okay, let's come over. So we're going to have date night tonight, and we're going to look up how to get an LLC. Let's see, do you want it here in New York City? No, okay, where should we move? Where's the best idea? Like, how do you want to go about this? Because for me personally, I want longevity. Like, and even, so hypothetically speaking, I'm in a partnership and we start this business together. When we break up, we're still gonna make money together. And if you love me and if we love each other, we can still do this partnership together, because now we're business partners and not a partnership. And we already built that in our relationship, quote unquote, but not looking at it as a comfortability, just a bigger puzzle. Yeah. Because like, if I love you, I want the best for you, whether I'm with you or not.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna support you. Yeah. So like, I'm looking at stuff like that now versus like, oh, when do you want to get married? Marriage is going to come when we decide that is right for us. We don't need to talk about it until we're ready to actually do it. But we can still continue to build these businesses. We can still continue to, you haven't been out the country? Let's make an experience. I want to do the experiences with you. Like, I want to Like, I want to enhance your life. Like, yeah. I'm here to sit back and just be in love and watch cartoons and movies. Yeah, that's all gonna come. But what are we doing right now to create a partnership for us? What are we leaving behind?
Like it. Brilliant. Well, Marco, what can I say? It's been an absolute bloody pleasure having you on and just talking it out and coming out with some incredible and valid advice and opinions. And I've thoroughly enjoyed chatting with you and listening to you. So I'm going to say thank you very much for joining. And just before we go, where can we find Mr. Hear Me Out again?
You can find Mr. Hear Me Out on all the socials under This Is Hear Me Out. That is Instagram and Twitter. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at Marco D. Prince. That is MarcoDePrence. And you can also hear me out every week on all streaming services like Apple, Spotify, Google, Pandora, iHeart. Wherever you catch music at, that's where you can hear me at. So make sure you guys hear me out.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care. Thanks as always, guys, for listening and for your support. Now, I hope you enjoyed listening to that interview with Marco as much as I enjoyed speaking to him. He's absolutely amazing person to speak to. And don't forget to check out his podcast, Mr. Hear Me Out. I'm also on Facebook now. I've caved in and created a Facebook page for To My Young Self, To My Older Self. And it's the same as my Twitter. So it's facebook.com/TMYSTMOS1. I'll repeat that. It's at TMYSTMOS1. And that is the same for Twitter as well. So please follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, click that like button, and as always I'm always happy to hear from you guys, to get your feedback as well on the episodes that I put out. And don't forget, if you like to take part in my podcast and fancy yourself answering my 3 favorite questions, please get in touch. I would love to speak to you. Or on Anchor, once again, /message, you can drop me a voice message as well. Until then, until my next episode, and I'll speak to you guys again, take care, and of course, stay safe. Thank you.